ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's get ready.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. Of course. In case this is your first time, I go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how you doing, man?
Good and you, man.
Great. Yeah. Man. So I believe this is going to be an exciting show for all the Real Madrid supporters, especially Calvin himself.
You know, that's what happens when you are a good predictor, guys. That's what happens. You know what your team is gonna do. You know how you're gonna win today.
So but you expected more from them.
Not really. Look, I expected more goals.
Exactly.
Which they could have won 2-1, which if it wasn't for that offside goal, 2-0. Listen to me, 2-1, 2-0. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, big ups to Real Madrid, man. They played a good game.
Yeah, of course. We are speaking about the topic is called Real Madrid, so we're speaking all things Real Madrid.
Yeah.
And there are two players leaving, unfortunately, which is sad for you guys. Yeah, which is sad for you guys. And there's a lot of inverted commas haters in the Real Madrid, in the Real Madrid team.
Yep.
So other people are saying that Mbappe. There was a lot of things about Mbappe. But I'm not going to mention what they said now, but there was a lot of things.
Yeah.
But Calvin's very, I would say, angry. He's very angry. I'm like, how can you
say those things?
Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So we're going to speak about all things Real Madrid. And I think you guys are playing just now. I don't know who you guys are playing.
In August, 10 August, UEFA Champions League.
UEFA.
It is UEFA.
I think so, but but I think you guys are playing.
It's the UEFA Super Cup.
Yeah, it's Super Cup.
On the 10th of August against. Yeah, it's a freaking difficult team.
It's a difficult team.
Yeah, look, they're good. I'm saying also the pronunciation.
But the thing.
Entrenched Frankfurt.
Okay. So, but the thing is, you guys did it again.
Without
Ronaldo.
Without Ronaldo, bro.
Yes.
Which is very great, you know, because they haven't won the UEFA or the Champions League since Ronaldo left.
Wow.
So it's a good show for me.
Oh, is it? They haven't won it since?
Yeah.
Wait, they haven't won
When did Ronaldo leave? 2017, 2018, 2017?
2017.
Yeah, I don't remember them winning the UEFA. La Liga, I'm not sure. UEFA, I'm 100% sure.
That they never won, Yo, man, but Liverpool performed.
They performed
very, very well. Obviously, you say Calvin says it's by his words. It's a walk in the park.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, they threatened me with how they were playing. You know.
They threatened you
with their 1-2s. How they started.
Way.
How quick they were. And you know they have this thing before they start the match. They kneel down with one knee. I don't know why.
Oh yes, I saw that.
They always do that. So yeah, for me, I was like, oh. But yeah, you know, Rodrigo didn't even come through, bro. They put him late.
Oh.
So imagine if they put him on time. What was he gonna do now? So
yeah,
it
so
was a great match, man. Honestly.
Yeah. So when we come back, first thing we're gonna talk about is what a specific person said about Mbappe.
Yeah,
and
no,
the Real
look,
Madrid be, and the Real,
Real
Madrid
got a
and we're gonna obviously we're gonna speak about the person that scored in Real Madrid. We're gonna explain a lot of things in Real Madrid, so please stay tuned and we'll see you after this. Radio has never been better.
Yeah. Holy Grail. Let do him.
Welcome back to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Yeah.
Of course, man. Yeah. So, let's talk a bit about Mbappe.
Mbappe.
So, there was a specific guy. I don't know his name.
Yeah, look, they don't mention his name, but all you know is that he's an Aston Villa player. That's,
He's an Aston,
It's on it's on Sky Sports. The headline says,
okay,
Aston Villa man, okay, man says Kylian Mbappe made the right decision to reject Real Madrid. People, you know, one of the things people were saying, you know, about Real Madrid is that it was a number of people like that I've been hearing throughout YouTube. Mm. Their opinion is, no, Real Madrid can't play. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Their gameplay is not good, and they are, since they lost, and they love buying a lot of good players, taking good players from the team, and then they keep them on the bench.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? That was the talk. And guess who they mentioned was the first name? Gareth Bale was mentioned. Eden Hazard was mentioned. Okay. Isco was freaking mentioned. But people don't really know what's happening in the clubs. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you remember Gareth Bale, there was a time he was causing nonsense. I think we still spoke about the fact that he's going to leave Real Madrid.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, he was going to Tottenham. He was just moving around.
Yes,
and
I remember
was
that time.
You know,
I remember.
He still said, "Yeah, I don't know where my future lies with Madrid."
Yes.
Literally, how can you know, as a person, you make decisions, you know where you, and then you say you don't know where your future. Obviously, you start putting speculations also in the team, you know, doubts and stuff.
Yeah.
And also you hear people saying like that why would you want to go to Madrid? You're going to bench. No, you don't bench. Madrid is a team, I would say that they it depends. That team make you play based on your attitude, you know.
Mm.
I'd say it's one of the things. They don't beg you because you are a good player.
Mm.
And even if you talk nonsense, you must stay in the game.
Yeah.
They humble you. You know what I'm saying? As a player, if you do wrong things, there's consequences. I mean, Real Madrid is big. You can't do things like that.
Yeah, but with Gareth Bale... Firstly, he's leaving.
Yeah.
Now he's confirmed.
He's confirmed for sure. And he was in Madrid. You could see he was in Madrid all this time. The trainings, I was seeing him.
Yeah.
Even in the UEFA Champions League, he got his gold medal. He still said, put a 5 next to it.
Yeah.
To show that he's won it 5 times. Since
So
it was good. But you could tell, there's a reason things happen. Players, good players don't play. I bet you. It's not because Isco, I don't know. I won't lie. Isco, but we know Isco's been playing for a while, you know. He hasn't been playing recent a lot, but since COVID before, you haven't been playing a lot.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I think also people don't consider those things. They just think you're a good player. Those good players come with attitude, you know, that the refs, coaches have to solve. Because if they don't, you're going to be in trouble with players.
But
like
how
that.
Do you feel about Gareth Bale leaving though, because that's your team right there.
Yeah, no, I like the guy. I won't lie.
But
with this social media thing, him talking to the media about Madrid and stuff, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Him leaving, it's probably the best for him.
But what do you think?
I think.
Do you think it's better for the team?
Well, I don't know now, because when last did you see Gareth Bale playing?
Okay.
That's the thing. I even forgot his gameplay.
Oh my word!
I'm like, flip. Is it a Honestly, I wouldn't say it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Okay.
But whatever team he's going to, he has an opportunity to be recognized the game, you know.
Because obviously we mentioned in our previous shows that, remember the time he was leaving, he said he was going to Tottenham.
Yeah, he went to Tottenham, came back, you know what I'm saying, left again, came. So, I don't know. It wasn't a contract thing. I think it was just a free loan. If you live on free loan, sometimes there's issues. Sometimes the team might agree with you.
But Isco
has been a brilliant player, man. He's one of the top players. They played with a lot of guys, man. He played with Xavi. He played with Khedira, Di Maria, Ozil. The old Madrid. Isco was there, and it's good to see even now he's still there. You know, Isco's been there. We can't compare Isco and Gareth Bale. No, Isco's been there
definitely
way longer than Gareth. So Isco is like a grandfather in Madrid.
So I think it's your guy Vinicius that scored.
You know
that guy.
Very naughty.
But what do you mean? Yeah.
When they forget about
him. Wait, what?
When they forget about him, he shows up out of nowhere.
Ah, come on. But look, what do you think about his scores, though?
Hmm. Bro, that wasn't a mistake.
That wasn't a mistake?
Delivered from one of the best players that, if you remember from just the last show, I just said, one of the players that worked on a score was Valverde. Yeah. Unfortunately, he didn't, but the pass came from him.
Yeah.
You know? for Vinicius to score. That was for me. It was brilliant. As soon as he scored,
yeah,
I knew, man. I was like, no ways.
Yeah,
he's
21 years old. His full name is Vinicius José Paixão de Oliveira Júnior, commonly known as Vinicius Junior or Vini Junior,
Uncle Vini,
and he's a Brazilian professional footballer who plays for. Plays as a winger for Spanish club Real Madrid and the Brazil national team.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
He's a Brazilian.
He's a Brazilian. Mm. Okay, so, jeez.
He's good. It was also too good to see this week because all the teams have, like, separated because I don't know now. I don't know if you know now, countries are going to be playing.
Countries.
Friendlies, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was good to see Benzema back in with the French boys training, you know, him and Mbappe greeting, no beefs, for the fact that even though Mbappe didn't come and Vinicius went to Brazil, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Modric went to...
Modric,
I forgot that country. It almost looks like the badge almost looks like a German badge.
Oh, is it not
Belgium?
Yes.
It's a Belgium. So, although it was good actually to see the nationality, them wearing a T-shirt from the actual country. Like,
but this is gonna be one tough game.
Tough game, though.
Yep.
Look, I'm looking forward also to seeing them play in their actual teams. You know, speaking about that, Mbappe. Why am I talking about
you?
Why am I talking about Mbappe?
I can see you want him to come.
No,
to
look.
Come to Madrid.
Remember what I said to you. I probably still do, but once we get a striker, I bet you forget Mbappe. Oh, by the way, speaking about a striker, we got a Real Madrid bought a Chelsea defender, Antonio Rudiger.
Oh no, so that's good, man.
Please check him out. A very good defender.
No, that's good.
I believe my defending is getting tight, you know, because I have Alaba, I have Militao, Nacho, Mendy, who is getting better. But I feel like personally, Antonio Rudiger, as soon as he gets there, he must replace Andy. Obviously, Mendy, it's gonna be a substitute thing, but I feel like he needs to be in the startup, man.
You know, but Benzema.
Benzema.
I'm sorry to mention Benzema, but we find out there was an issue.
Look, I don't know what's happening. I
was an issue.
I was like, oh no, Benzema, no. You know
not
what I'm saying?
Again.
I'm just hoping, but it's not as bad as the Wood situation.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying. It says it's on Sky Sports. The headline says Real Madrid. Benzema drops an appeal over sex tape in sentence. So obviously there was something happening.
In the background.
And I don't know. I think it has to do with now that he went to the French team.
Oh
something
yes,
happened
the,
with
since
the player.
They're playing friendlies. Yes.
So there's been a whole lot of.
Yeah, because I remember I mentioned another show in France that he's not allowed to play. He's not allowed to play in the French team. I was like,
We're gonna see. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Don't know
it's
what's
crazy.
Gonna happen.
It's crazy. And also, it says Real Madrid may be able to start bidding for the top right winger target soon. So that's the manager for Real Madrid saying that. And then it says the Argentina free agent wants to play for Barcelona or Real Madrid, says the report. Who is that? I'll keep you wondering.
What?
Look, I don't know, but also there's been a thing trending. Yes, I'd like to speak about Mohamed Salah today.
Okay.
Now, if you guys remember, right?
I told you guys,
because these guys have big mouths. I don't know if you remember now, they said, the last UEFA Champions League, it was Madrid again and
Liverpool.
Yes. And then Mohamed Salah got hurt.
I don't know if you remember, he got,
I think his leg or something.
I think
he got hurt by Ramos. You see, so he went out like in the beginning of the match. So this one, he was like, I wanted Madrid to win against City. You know what I'm saying? Because last time I wanted to play them, I never had an opportunity. They hurt me. You know what I'm saying? Which was fair. And he got the opportunity. Oh my word, how Courtois made him look like nothing.
Honestly,
he kicked very good. Like, I'll give it a 4. There's more of very good 4 shots that he should have scored.
Yeah.
Bro, I promise you.
Yeah, there was a lot of opportunities.
No, bro, I felt like my favorite best player now, it was my keeper.
Yeah. What?
So he was, no, honestly, bro, he was getting every ball Salah was trying to, literally.
Are you serious?
There was one he held like nothing just to prove that, hey, you here, there's nothing you can, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're proud of that guy, he's freaking tall, and he's not tall for nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's his name again?
Which one? Are you saying the keeper?
How can I forget my keeper's name? Who does that?
You forget your own keeper! It's your team, my man!
You know? Yeah.
But look...
Sorry, it's just my brain is going through a lot now. But how he held the ball...
But
oh, my word. How he made Salah look like nothing. We had they had Salah. They had Mane. Yeah. And unfortunately, Courtois was there. And I'm giving the whole game to Courtois.
Yeah.
I'm saying, even Mane, bro, there was literally they kicked balls they could have scored. They didn't miss.
Yeah.
The ball was close to the pole going in. And then you see Courtois' hand. You know what I'm saying? So that was cool to see. Even though he was doing saves, his teammates would run to him.
Yeah.
Push him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To show that they're proud of the thing he's doing. Because if it wasn't for him, Liverpool was through our background, to be honest. They'd broken our defense down. But unfortunately, Courtois was there. But I'd say, Salah, you are too small, boy.
But hey, whoa.
I'm kidding.
Hey, but the thing is, he performed well.
Yeah, he played well. He played well. But unfortunately, it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, so that's why you wanted to speak about Salah.
Yes. So I don't want to hear Salah anymore.
Oh, wow.
The only thing I want to hear is me eating salad.
Yeah.
So Salah. And I don't know if he's going to leave, but for sure.
Wait, who? Salah?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know, rumors, man. And but for sure, a guy who's leaving, for sure, definitely.
Yeah.
Sadio Mane, he is leaving.
Yeah,
Number 10, he is leaving Liverpool, unfortunately. He's like Vinicius and Benzema. Him and Salah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a bit difficult for Liverpool now that Mane is leaving. He might be going to Bayern Munich, bro.
Sure.
Bayern Munich is interested in Mane, which I was like, what? I'd like to see Mane play in Bayern Munich because it will be crazy with the type of gameplay he plays, which is interesting too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking forward to a lot of things.
But obviously with Robert Lewandowski, since you mentioned, Bayern Munich. So Robert Lewandowski, I'm not sure if it's confirmed that he might go to Barcelona, but if he does, if we verse you guys again, it's not going to be a walk in the park.
Definitely not.
Yeah, because there's fresh players now.
Yeah, look, Xavi's been buying a whole lot of fresh players. He's been signing and releasing.
Yeah, and I think
which is good, you know what I'm saying? Because it shows where his mind is, his focus is on the game. He wants to win this game.
But I just want to say to you all, you, the Real Madrid fan, right?
Yep.
If you have a game with us, with Barcelona, it's not going to be a walk in the park anymore. That's all I can tell you.
Look, you guys won the last match against me in the La Liga.
Listen, it's not going to be a walk in the park. We have new players. You guys are new players. So, it's going to be...
I think just my concern mostly, I think striker-wise, I'm good midfielder.
You're put wide.
Modric is good, but he's, let's be honest, he's getting old, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I am.
Look at the way he's running, he can't keep up with the youngsters anymore. I might be wrong, but it's youngsters. So obviously we have Camavinga, the rising star, but we need more, like, we have Casemiro.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
100%.
But one of the best players also that we don't mention, guys, that I want us to give an applause to now, that even took us to the UEFA Champions League final. He took us there. With his second, not goal, assist. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Give it up for... I'm kidding. But Rafa Carvajal. Carvajal, number 2 defender.
Nah, that's good.
Bro, I don't know if you know Diaz.
Diaz, yes. Yeah.
Luis Diaz from Liverpool. He's freaking good. But Carvajal had him on defender. But he was like literally...
Yeah.
Pulling him.
Yeah,
pushing
him.
Carvajal is a kind of a hard... He's a rough player, if I can put it like that. I thought when we lost Sergio Ramos, I was like, oh no. Because as a team, each defender, it doesn't matter, bro. You need strong guys, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
Even if he's rough, you need him.
Yeah.
Because he's going to help you in those 18 areas for people not to score. He's rough, but you need that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought, no, who wants to lose Ramos? Because a defender like Ramos, bro. Oh. And unfortunately, Carvajal, he's been stepping up crazy. Even in the final, he's been stepping up the whole time. So
yeah, 100%.
It's a big ups to him, man.
Yeah, honestly, but before we go, congratulations once again to Real Madrid.
Honestly,
congratulations. Look, first half it was 0-0. I was like, okay, this is a
very, it was very intense
game,
bro.
You know? It was a very intense game. And then I was like, okay, 1-0. I was like, okay, they're taking it. But anyway, that is it from us. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za. And catch us on Twitter, Facebook, and on Instagram on ActiveFM777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Oh, good. Guys, it's been good.
It's been real.
For myself and Calvin, we got to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base
where radio has never been better.
Enjoying the show? Stay updated, stay entertained with ActiveFM by following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Gab, YouTube, and engage with us. Like, comment, share your thoughts, and repost.